Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. So today I actually have Tessa and Nicole from Doom Generation Podcast. We're here to talk about Airborne, 1993, and I cannot wait to dive into this with them. This is hands down probably one of my favorite movies of the 90s. So let's go on ahead. Let's talk about Airborne. And hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hello again.
I can't believe it's been 2 years since we did Serial Mom.
I know.
And everything. Tessa was telling me about it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Because I would have actually had you guys on sooner if I would have known that.
I can't believe we're still doing this 2 years later.
I know, to be honest with you.
I gotcha.
Yep. We're here again.
Who would have thought?
And your intro is a perfect intro to this episode. Gets you.
I know. Gets you all like pumped. Gets you
going for the Airborne kind of vibe, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, bro?
Bra. I have my whole palm tree thing. I got my teens.
Oh, you got your teensy server. I just wore that. I'm branded. I'm on
brand. That's probably good.
See, lights, camera, action. Hey, Justin, how are you doing, man? Good to have you in the chat.
Hello.
Yeah, my question for you guys though is this: when did you guys first get introduced to Airborne? And basically, how I do things now is we're gonna be stripping away the nostalgia of Airborne.
Oh, man,
we're gonna go scene by scene with Airborne. Then we're gonna look at it from adults' lenses, and we're gonna rank it out of best out of 10. For nostalgia, where are you guys? Young Tessa, young Nicole. Eating popcorn, stuffing popcorn in your face, being boy crazy over the main character. How do you guys feel about this movie nostalgically?
Like 100 out of 100. That's what I was. I love this movie. In fact, we have rescheduled this so many times that this ended up falling on my younger brother's birthday. It's his birthday today. What's up, brah?
Happy birthday, John.
And I did just call you a piece of underwear. Mm. Happy birthday, brah. So, we watched it on VHS when Nicole sent me the link. She's like, oh, I found this really shitty VHS copy. I'm like, no, that's perfect. It's exactly how I remember seeing it.
So yeah, watched it with like, YouTube, you can find a shitty VHS.
Yeah, you'll find a really shitty VHS rip and it's perfect. And we would watch it with like the neighbor kids and then we would put our rollerblades on and go like,
yeah, bruh.
Skate in the neighborhood, brah.
And for me, this would have been prime time when I was in Drumline. So it was always me and a bunch of dudes. And of course, me and the bunch of dudes all went and bought rollerblades. I don't know if it was because of this movie, but it was right around this.
It was
around,
cause it was a craze. I think it, I don't
Prayer
know.
Of the Roller Boys. It was this.
Yes.
It was, you know, there was a few. Mm-hmm. And so I would have been 13, 14 when this came out.
What, 93?
Freshman year of high school. And I remember strapping those rollerblades on and going out with the boys, and there is absolutely no way I could have started an Airborne because I was so bad on a pair of rollerblades. I was not doing no tricks.
I wasn't doing no tricks. So. I could stay upright. I could.
The boys were. The Drumline boys would, you know, they do a little jumping over shit.
I prefer regular skates because, you know, you'd had those, then you moved on to the rollerblades.
I would be the one busting my ass just like Seth Green. Because I remember in junior high, for example, I went on my first date and it was at a skating rink. And this girl I was dating, she's like, you know, if you wear the roller, take off the rollerblades and you put roller skates, you can skate better with the rollerblades. I said, no, I can't.
No.
I said, it's not happening. She goes, try it. So I tried and I still busted my ass. I said, I told you. I'll be over at the arcade. You're trying to kill me on my first date. There's no way in hell I'm going down the devil's backbone. I'll be falling down.
Right?
What I would have done to have been able to like shred devil's backbone.
Our roller rink was Roller City 2001. Mm-hmm.
Sure was.
And it had the smoothest freaking floor. It wasn't a wooden floor. It was just resin. It was just like glass.
It was.
And beautiful. I was so bad at roller skating that I spent a lot of time just holding on to that carpet. It had carpeted walls. Thank God.
Like
I probably got more than one rug burn. from running from like mid wall. And I remember getting stuck in a race. Like I didn't even realize what was happening. Like everyone was free skating.
Oh, no.
And then they're like, everybody off the floor. It's time for it. And I wasn't fucking paying attention. And I got like stuck where they lined me up for this race. And I was one of those kids. Like I didn't know how to, I was probably 12.
Oh no.
Like I didn't know how to say no. I don't know how to do this.
Like, I don't know how to stop this.
I didn't know how to like go from a stop in the middle of the floor. Cause you would step on from stairs.
Right.
And like you just more momentum and go,
and you but go. They stopped
us in the middle of the floor, lined us up, said, ready, set, go girl, boy. I'm used to only having to say girl. You guys. I literally put my hands on the people next to me.
Oh, and just
and pushed. And I knocked one of them down and they were so mad. And so they let me go like one lap struggling.
Oh, no. And they were like, get like out of there.
Guided me off to the steps like, no,
let's get you out of here.
Let's get you out of here.
Young lady.
What are you doing
here? This is dangerous. You could die in here.
It's like, look, if I'm going down, everybody's going down with me. Oh my so. God.
And I blocked out who was there, what the aftermath was. Like, did I get
what happened?
At?
It was just
I don't know. I just remember the horror of being in that situation. I do not remember if anyone else saw.
Looking at you.
Right. I don't know. I don't remember that.
I don't
part.
Know. Yeah. No. I was like
nachos and forgot all about it after that.
I was out there like roll bounce, like,
ooh. Oh, I wish.
On my skates. I'm a skate.
But, let's see, as far as me and everything, I'd have to give this at least a 10 as well, but I was actually in high school or junior high whenever I first seen this. I was actually watching this on DirecTV for the very first time. In case the kids don't know at home, it's actually a satellite dish, you know, and there's a receiver and then you have a remote. So it was before streaming. Yes, I'm old and ancient. I get it. But I remember just loving this movie. I remember Seth Green being in this movie, making me laugh over and over again. This would be Kenny from Can't Hardly Wait before Can't Hardly Wait.
Pretty much.
Sure.
This is Kenny to a T because even with the baggy jeans and stuff like that, I'm like, this is Kenny. This is basically, in another universe, this would be Kenny.
Right. Yeah. I feel like he was prepping for that James St. James role in Party Monster.
When he did the montage,
like, the makeover montage. Yes. Like he was yes, James St. James. I am a club kid. I'm the Wiley man, Slapshot. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But Jack Black.
That's
where like, Augie's like, that whole Augusto, Raphael, Delaporte, hilarious to me.
His 15 names or whatever it is.
Yes.
Jack Black, to me, in the 90s was the best thing because he had these little small roles. He was in this, he was in The Cable Guy as well. You know, it was just amazing on how small the roles that he had back then and then where he came from, where he is at now.
Yeah.
And I really love Jack Black every single time when he shows up randomly in a movie in the 90s, especially on I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yes.
So he had a lot more dialogue in this than I remembered.
It came up on something and people were like shocked. Like, I can't believe he was in this movie. I'm like, this is 100% the kind of movie and character that Jack Black would have done.
Exactly. Sure. You'd be the guy that time. Like, you in Jimmy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. He's making you laugh. He's got the dreadlocks and the little chunklas. Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Exactly. So now that we talked about this nostalgically, is now to rip the Band-Aid off and talk about this from an adult's perspective. And here we go. That's right. We're teaming up with the hilarious Doom Generation podcast to shred our way through Airborne, the movie that proves the only thing scarier than moving to Ohio is racing down Devil's Backbone. Mm. We'll talk surfer dudes stuck in the Midwest, Seth Green's questionable fashion choices, and why every rollerblader chase looks like it was filmed on the world's longest downhill driveway. So lace up your skates and grab your knee pads because this review is about to wipe out in the most funniest way possible. Let's roll with Airborne. So, scene one. Mitchell Goosen is a teenager from California which loves to surf and rollerblade. His zoo-less parents are given the opportunity for great grant work in Australia for 6 months. Eager to accompany his parents to the surf-friendly shores of the South Pacific, he is dismayed to find out that he will not be joining them. Instead, he'll be living with his aunt and uncle in Cincinnati. Dum, dum, dum. Oh, so as to finish the remainder of the high school semester, he arrives in Cincinnati in the midst of a winter storm, quickly coming to the realization that this is far, far, from the free spirited ocean atmosphere that he has been account, where he's used to. He meets his cousin Wiley, an awkward but affable teenager, and his aunt and uncle, whose lifestyle and demeanor through warm and hospitality is a bit old fashioned. So what I like about this is, like, he's just got done surfing one of the best waves that he ever had. He's having a good time. And then, you know, he winds up talking to Smasher, his dog. He's like, what's
Flash,
up, what's...
dog's dog, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
What did they do with the dog? Wait,
I know. I have a question.
They went to Australia. Well. He went to Cincinnati. Where did Flash go?
Don't know.
Where did Flash go?
Maybe they had a house sitter.
Yeah,
maybe Steve Martin watched the house. I don't know.
They couldn't
Well, this whole decision to send him to his aunt and uncle he barely knows rather than take him to Australia. I'm like, what?
Because it's 6 months out of the school year.
But, like, he's going to switch schools with 6 months left anyway. So just put him in school in Australia.
That's what I was thinking,
like,
though, too.
Like, you could just do that.
They just have strong accents. They don't speak a different language. Like, he'll be all right to go to high school.
Right. He'll fit in perfectly there.
Yeah. Better than Cincinnati.
Yeah, you would fit in better. He would get to go surfing. Mm-hmm. Probably get eaten by a shark.
Maybe.
Maybe. Slash couldn't go. He would have to be boarded. But
I mean, that must be what they did with him anyway, but 6 months is a long time to board a
dog. That's
a
long time. That's a really long time.
Maybe
they had
time.
Relatives in... Well, no, but if they had relatives or friends that would take a dog for 6 months,
right,
they could take their kid.
Right. Just
or like check in
school,
with him.
Have somebody check in. He's like 16 or something.
I know. Like, I'm sure he's fine.
That's another
thing
I don't get. It's like,
kid.
Okay, he's 16, 17 years old. Just leave him some pizza money for the whole 6 months or something and he's good to go.
I mean,
just
it was
like
in
6 90s. Months of partying though.
In the 90s, people did this shit all the time.
I know. Like, it wouldn't have been like out of place to leave your teenager for 6 months alone in Newport.
No. No.
Let's see. Justin says he's never seen this movie.
Neither had my husband.
Let me tell you this. On YouTube, it's free.
Yeah.
And it's a VHS copy.
You
I watched
watch
the same
it right
thing.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free.
Well,
I didn't
have to
make the $4. I didn't have to do the $4 thing.
Yeah, same. Because it's not available streaming anywhere for some reason.
Mm-mm. Exactly. But yeah, you're absolutely right, guys. Like, I felt like, you know, they could have actually gave him some pizza money, still been able to chill with his friends, still be able to surf the waves without having to go to Cincinnati or anything. And
they could have asked one of his friends' parents, I bet.
I know.
Like,
hey,
like,
can
stay
can
with
I park
you
my
and
kid
we'll
here
give you
for
money?
6 months? Yeah, yeah, we'll pay you for, like, room and board or whatever the hell. Like, it would have been
yeah,
fine.
There were better solutions, I'm sure.
There sure were. But, I mean, then you wouldn't have this masterpiece.
Exactly. Then the
film.
Movie would be over.
Movie over.
Right.
The end.
Movie would have been over. There wouldn't have been no reason for Seth Green to be in here or anything.
He
or
doesn't
Jack
get
Black.
To come visit. He don't get to come visit. You don't see any
third-year-old
teenagers.
See, that should be an F1, too, where he has to come out and visit.
Oh,
right.
Right. Like Country Mouse, City Mouse. Like, that would be fun.
Yeah. It'd be like a fish out of water, just like for him,
right.
Where he's just dressed up in his leather country outfit. Leather jacket or something.
See how far your dad driving a Zamboni gets you out here. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
He just sleeps hockey and has
I
hockey
did
underwear.
Love that, I did love that Riley made him like this little basement cool guy room.
Oh yes. Like, are you ready?
He was like,
are you ready?
Check
like,
it out.
Yeah, check it out.
He's all like, excited.
I know. I went and looked.
He has no friends.
He's got an Eraserhead poster on the wall, I noticed. And also, oh God, what was the other thing? Oh, I forget what he had, but yeah, I was looking at, like
stuff,
all the posters on the wall that he had.
I forgot what he had
Halloween
on there.
Lights. Yeah, but I did see that Eraserhead poster. I was like, ooh, I know that hair.
I know that hair. I know it anywhere.
He's so excited for his cool cousin from California to
I know.
Come be his friend.
I know, cause like he doesn't seem to really have any.
Yeah.
No, and he's acting like he's the most popular kid in high school though, too.
The Wiley man can show you.
Wiley man.
About like all of these things. If anybody can show you, it's like, oh, and Megadeth. That was the other one.
Okay.
Megadeth posters. The Symphony of Destruction one, which I had that poster too.
Nice.
That would be the person I would actually hang out with in high school. That would actually be
I totally would hang out.
Oh yeah.
Wiley.
I would hang out with
Wiley over, what's his name? Mitchell?
Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell. Well, like that guy seems like he's too
chill or
Brandon from 90210 or something.
He's too like early Luke Perry from 90210.
Maybe,
like I'm telling you, everything I know about surfing is from this movie. Early
90210,
North Shore. And what did we, Point Break. There you go. That's all I got. That's all I got. I tried it one time. Nearly drowned. We'll do it again. Back to the beach. That's right. If I had a green screen, like I do now, look at me.
You can have what?
Look at me. I'm surfing now.
Like a surfboard bra. You see? Yeah. Ride the waves. Get a leg. I mean, but
chipping putts. Oh, slap shot.
But, you know, I like how this establishes everything. He goes into Cincinnati without even thinking of any, of what the temperature is going to be. He winds up having he brings his surfboard with him.
Hey, he never goes anywhere without a stick, right?
No, because then he feels naked. And that was also awkward for even me and also his family members at the same time.
It was awkward for everybody, brah.
Right. Yeah, brah. And, then, you know, his jeans are actually cut. He's definitely a fish out of water. And then you have Wiley, who just got his driver's license, who does not know how to drive. Mm. And you also have his parents. And the mother, to me, and I know that the mother really got on my wife's nerves.
And Edie McClurg?
She's in almost, yeah.
She's like Harry Edie McClurg.
She was just being Edie McClurg. No, she can't help it. She can't help it.
No, that's exactly how she is in every single 80s movie that you can think of.
Well, when watching her in that, it was from, what is it, Small Wonder. It was like watching her on Small Wonder to watching Airborne. Those are the things I'd seen her in. So I had to think, that's just how she is.
Yep.
And then she tells, and I also mentioned this, though. Wiley looks like he's the sister of Doug Funny from Nickelodeon.
Oh, my God. Judy Funny with that bob. She's got so much hair. It's like just so much.
Very thick.
It's so thick. Just like when he was that little guy from Something Special.
Oh, that's right. The little brother from Something Special. So little.
But he's magical. It's in his hair.
But you know what, though? I also like how they also say, you know, your uncle does a pretty good impression of John Wayne. He's over there in the backseat trying to do a John Wayne impression. Get over there, yonder.
Yes.
Get your wagon.
Oh, man.
And then finally they reach their house, and it's a lot smaller than what Mitchell's used to, because Mitchell also has a big condo and stuff like that too.
Well, it's down by the beach. It can't be that big.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't make houses that big by the beach.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's like $3 million, but it's not very big.
It must be in Malibu or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they said Newport or Huntington or something. I don't know.
But what do you guys think of, you know, seeing how small the house is compared to where Mitchell is usually, you know, living at, and basically the connection with his family?
Has a basement. Like, he's not used to that, so he has to be in a basement room, which is like, no, that would sunshine. Be new for him.
No sunshine.
Yeah, his parents don't sound like that. I don't know who's brother or sister.
Right, who's related to who.
Yeah, I don't know who's related to who. And it seems like he's never met Wiley.
No, I don't think they've seen him since he was a baby.
Maybe. Like, and when was that? Did they used to live out there? Like, or in a different traveling thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems like they travel often.
Right, they must go. Or yeah, I don't know. They said they got a grant to go do this thing in Australia. So I don't know. That doesn't really tell you.
Does he mention that much about his parents moving around a lot? I don't know if he does.
I don't think so.
They never did.
They never even brought it up or anything like that as to why they never met Wiley or anything.
That's it.
It's like, I'm just going to throw my son on you and give you the responsibilities, and we're going to go to Australia. Good luck, guys.
Right.
And I could just see the
pitch. 6 months, no problem.
Don't worry about Mitchell. He's very, he's very chill, relaxed. He doesn't try to get into fights. His representation is Gandhi. You're going to be fine.
Right.
He's going to sleep with so many teenage girls.
That's the only problem.
And his whole thing is Gandhi is like peace and love and sleeping with so many teenage girls.
Exactly.
Okay. Sounds better, because Wiley's not getting any right now. So
he needs his help. He needs Mitchell's help because he's.
Right. Exactly.
Let's see. Woefully.
Powder says yo, yo, yo.
What's up? Hey, girl. Hey.
So now we're going to go on ahead and go into scene two. Mitchell's first day at school is met with the typical fish out of water obstacles, as immediately grows the desire of jealousy of the gritty hockey players who chastises Mitchell for his easygoing Marshai philosophy.
It was kind of cringe.
This was
I know. Cringy. I tell you no lie.
It was. Yeah. His little like his whole class.
Yeah, he just needs like some bean burritos, chill wave, and he's stacked.
He's like the is it the counselor on Beavis and Butthead that's a hippie?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. What is it, Van Driessen?
That's like
a little Van Driessen.
30 years from the time this
right, he becomes. He becomes him at some point.
Counselor in a tie-dye shirt. He still has his surfboard in the corner of his office.
Right. Well, because again, he never goes anywhere without a stick.
Exactly.
Right. Because he feels naked, and then he wants to have some beans burritos with his enemies.
I know. And everybody, of course, which is like the total nightmare. You got to get up and talk about yourself.
Mm-hmm. I've got to
introduce. I hated that shit.
No, I would rather die. No, thank you. No,
we don't realize how boring you are until you actually announce what you like doing.
What I do for fun, get fucked.
They used to have regional
none of your business
like every year at my work. Right. They'd be like, everybody introduce yourself and say how long you've worked here and blah. And I'm like, please, after it's now been 25 years of working.
Right.
Like,
just take me out back and fucking shoot me.
Do not make me say I've worked here for 25 years. Like, that's too long.
What do you like best about it?
Oh, I hate it.
Getting paid. That's
exactly.
What do you like best about it? That's it. Like, don't fucking ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I've always hated that stuff. Like, new kid coming in, tell us about yourself. Or what you do during your summer vacation or something, you know, just making it awkward for the person.
What have you been up to for the last 25 years?
Right?
That's probably why I don't attend high school reunions. It's like, what do you do? Right? Well, I'm a podcaster. Okay. Cool story, bro.
Check me out on the.
I don't even know if they still do reunions at my high school. There was
I haven't heard
another one since. Mm-mm.
Nope. I feel like it was, what was it, 25 years last year?
I graduated in 97, so I don't know.
Yeah, like, and I don't know. I didn't see nothing. Like, I'm not going anyway. I would never go anywhere where I was invited.
Exactly.
Same. I feel the same way you guys do, though, too, because I never did to my high school reunion. Don't want to go to my high school reunion.
I can't imagine.
And because of those reasons of, like, I don't want to explain to my to people that I hardly ever hang out with what I've been up to for the last 25 years.
Nope.
I've been trying to avoid you guys like the plague. That's what I've been up to.
Pretending I don't see you in the store.
Exactly.
The ones I still like.
I have my rollerblades on and roll past you guys.
Right. I'm rollerblading.
Yeah, I wish. The ones I still like are on my Facebook. So I'm like,
right.
Whatever.
Like, I still talk to people that I'm aware. Still going to talk
to. Kids, they're alive. I see them.
Sure. Great. Love that for you. You look great. Yeah.
He makes like instant enemies with all the hockey players just because he's too chill. He's just too and all the girls are over there wetting themselves.
I know.
They're all warmed up. Like,
I left my bangs in my face just so I could.
I know, just so you can have
my headphones in the way.
I didn't have time to like do a bang situation.
I gotta go.
And then she's also imagining, this is actually the dude's girlfriend imagining Mitchell in his underwear.
In his shorts with the sunshine and his shades.
Like a teenager, cause there's a couple of these where if he was a girl and a teenager and they got him that nude, like down to his underwear, I'm like, is that appropriate?
Well, was he a teenager? We just recorded Poison Ivy. Like, I think you know. That they didn't care.
She had a body double, all right?
She had a body double, but she certainly made out with Tom.
Mitchell get oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Nobody.
It would have been funny, though, if, like, they blurred out it. Like, it would be funny on TV, like, it was on ABC, if they just blurred out his nipples or something.
Right? Can't see those. His
you
nipples
can't
and
see
his
mine. You can't see his, all right?
It's only fair. It's only fair.
And this accent, is this what people, do people from the Midwest think this is what Californians sound like?
Oh, you're
what sound like to you guys?
I think so.
So bra.
That's actually, to be honest with you, yeah. Like, that's actually how we actually, the people from the South actually think of Californians in a sense. But my friend Stormy, who's a stoner, he's like, bruh, let me tell you, man. Let me tell you. I went to
we
fucking
say
Barnes
dude
and Noble,
a lot.
Dude.
We do. Everything is dude. Everything is definitely dude.
A lot.
And I don't
know. I don't say bra.
No, I mean, I do, but, you know, ironically. Well, no, I say it to my kid all the time.
I say, like, bruh,
to me. Not bruh, not bra. Right.
I say bro. That's about it.
I say bra to my brother because of this movie. But that's about it. Like, not.
Dude and aloha is our halua. I like that.
Dude, it is. It means everything. It means hello. It means goodbye. It means what the fuck. It means him. It means her. It means that. It means this. Everything. It's a catch-all. Dude is everything and everything is dude.
But let me ask you guys this. Like, I didn't like the, I found this scene just very cringy in a sense. I know that it was supposed to be very awkward for Mitchell. It's supposed to be awkward for the class. But at the same time, though, I found it very cringy because then Jack Black just comes in and just interrupts the whole entire scene. I understand what they're going for, but at the same time, it doesn't add anything to it or anything for me.
It's the horse like, poo?
Yeah.
The horse poo, the fruity two shoes. I don't know. It was just, it, I love little pretty boy Jack surfer. Black, it was very Jack Black. It was, that's where I want to say one of the first times I ever seen him.
Probably.
Do anything.
First time for me was probably the cable guy. Then, I know what you did last summer and then this. So.
Yeah, no, this, I, this had to have been because.
Yeah, I probably saw
one that. Jose Augusto Rafael de la Pora.
You remember that one?
I remember that. I remember that. Remember, listen, Moondoggy, like well, everything.
It was clear that like the guy that they hired to play the bully did not have it in him to do the witty dialogue.
No, like no, he didn't get to get, he didn't get to have the banter. He just sat there being 35.
But they thought Jack Black was too short to be.
Right. Like he wasn't like chiseled enough.
Right.
To be like the hockey king.
But I feel like that was one written as one part for the lead hockey guy. Mm-hmm. And they split it into a face.
I bet you they auditioned during auditions.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it though, the main hockey guy, they pretty much gave it over to the other jock to give him more to do.
Oh,
yeah, they, yeah, he barely has any dialogue. Yeah.
Oh, Blaine. Oh, yeah. Chocolate stain Blaine.
Yeah, Blaine.
Chocolate stain Blaine. Mm. Who wasn't quite as old. He was only 30.
No, that's all. You know, typical teenage 30s. That
90s high school students were always, always in their 30s. And I do love, I don't know whatever, if they ever did anything again, but the twins. I like the twins that there's, that they finish each other's sentences. It's stupid.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
I thought it was, I was like, Bobby Cannavale doesn't have a twin brother. No. Does he? Like, I thought that's who that was. I'm like, no, 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 no.
But yeah, I thought that worked out well. Then you also have, now we actually have the competition with, let's see, you actually have, there's an upcoming hockey game against the rival preps led by the aggressive and arrogant Blaine. Mm-hmm. Wiley and Mitchell are asked to fill in for two students who caught putting a laxative into one of their teacher's coffees. Mitchell accidentally scores a goal for the preps, commending his status as an outcast with the hockey players. Jack is partially upset and proceeds to tackle Mitchell while still on the ice and cussing him and leaving him unconscious for what appears to be hours.
Right?
I know. He's just laid out there for why in the world I don't know why he put him in there.
That's what I'm saying. You're trying to win a hockey game. You might win today. You already
well, first
don't like
they
him.
Put Wiley in there because Wiley was like, okay, hockey man, like you do it. And then he gets checked so hard that they need to take him out.
Right.
And they put Mitchell in there for reasons.
But did you want to win or not? You don't know.
I know. Like this was serious against the surfer. Fucking preps.
Right, and they said that they never won a game against these guys.
Never have they ever, so let's get
the two unlucky people to succeed in sports right now.
We're gonna get Moondoggy in here to come score a goal against us, who he's just met also, by the way. He's just met you, so he doesn't know who's who. No one's wearing jerseys.
Everyone's wearing their. How do you know which one's the opposing team? This is like District 5 from the Mighty Ducks.
Right, like how do you even know? They don't have, I mean like even the preps didn't show up. Like in matching outfits.
Right.
Or uniforms, excuse me. When
it's not like they said,
uniforms.
We're the preps or something. I was waiting for something like from Greece preps. Or something where you have preps.
We're the preps.
When ice skating is not the same as rollerblading, I don't think.
No.
So, yes, it's the same idea, but ice is real fucking free. Like,
that's another thing though too. Like he's been on a surfboard and then all of a sudden he's ice skating. Like it's nothing. It would more be believable if he was like snowboarding instead of being on the hockey.
Well, was that even a thing yet? Was that even like a?
Well, we saw him carrying rollerblades in the beginning when after he was surfing. So we as an audience know he can rollerblade, but
right.
The fans don't know that. They've never seen him carry rollerblades even.
No.
Why would surfing?
Because he hasn't even gotten the package yet, right?
No.
He's not even gotten that. Mm-mm. He hasn't even gotten them sent.
But you know what? They do have roller hockey at the beach. So he does understand. Right. He should
That's
understand
true.
The game
like,
of hockey.
I think after he accidentally scored that goal, he understands hockey now. It's like, okay, I'm not going to score on the opposing team's side. Right. I know what to do now.
I feel good. That's basic.
I remember I had roller hockey stuff. That was one thing we did on rollerblades in front of my mom's house is we would go out there. Game on.
Car.
Yeah, car.
Game on.
Yep. Only I don't think we even had a net. Like we just would put something that marked.
Well, yeah, just so that you could whatever. Do that.
Nobody's parents bought them that big old net.
No. Let alone no. My cousins did because they actually played hockey. So they would have
right,
all kinds stuff. Of things, but we did not.
No.
We did not. We did not play roller hockey. We did not play hockey. Nope.
I didn't play any kind of hockey because it's humid down here. So
yeah,
even though I keep on getting sponsorships for snowboards and I don't understand why. So, but you know, I just also, the other thing though that I have to say that I do find funny is with Seth Green getting taken out of the game right away. And I like how he finds out like, look, I can't play. I have a root canal I have to do at like 12 right now.
Goes,
come on, you eat and breathe hockey, right? Goes, yeah, Nintendo.
Not real hockey.
I know. Right. It's just because your dad drives the Zamboni does not mean
that you're
like a hockey prodigy. I mean, we're going like to have to buy
one
him
of my
a cup.
Friends. Like one of my friends, his dad ends up working the buzzer for the hockey game. That's like me saying, oh, my dad works the buzzer for the hockey game, so therefore I'm a hockey player.
I'm Mr. Hockey.
Mr. Hockey Puck. But
I did get to work the penalty box that one time at the, which rink was it? Where it wasn't where the Ducks play, I don't think. I think it was where the Kings play.
Oh, okay.
Or what stadium?
Girl, I don't know. You'd think I would.
I dated a guy when I was like 19 who owned a minor league hockey team. And one of our very first dates, we went to go see his team play because, or he owned the league, not a team. And
right.
He had to scorekeep because the scorekeeper was out sick. So he's like, oh, well, for our date, we got to go to this game. And then after that, he was like, oh, the person who works the penalty box is gone. Can you work the penalty box? So me in like a, I'm like
what?
In my tennis shoes, never even been to a hockey game like this before. I'm like sliding out to the fucking, like little steps. And then these guys are serious. They come in all bloody and angry and sweaty. And they're like, okay, you got to, as soon as they get in, you got to shut that thing and make sure you shut it all the way.
Don't let the animal out of the pen.
It went to complete chaos. It was like they're spitting and they're like, I was like, oh my God, this is not fun. I never
Didn't
did
we find out later that ex-boyfriend knew my cousin?
Your hockey cousin. Yes. Yep.
That's funny.
Small world.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It is.
And so, he meets a girl. He meets Nikki, which was my
name
back in the day.
Right.
She even spells it the same, which is
N-I-K-K-I.
No, just one K.
Oh, N-I-K-I. Nikki. Mm-hmm. Little Nikki. Mm-hmm. She looks like, what was the one cover girl in the 90s? Nikki something. Nikki Taylor? She looks like her.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She looks like her. She's very, very 90s cute.
Mm-hmm.
Very mid-90s.
She's like Girls
cute.
Next Door kind of cute.
Yeah.
Kind of level.
She's 17 but, magazine cute.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like though is the fact, number one, you have the guy who is, well, the not Blaine, but what's the other guy's name? The one that doesn't like Mitchell?
The main guy?
Or
Jack.
Jack is it, yeah.
And the thing that I liked about this was, okay, so you finally get a nice girl. She doesn't have a boyfriend because so happens to be Jack's girlfriend's hitting on Mitchell and that's causing conflict. Then you're like, okay, thank God he actually has someone that doesn't have any ties to anybody else in the school.
Except.
And then you wind up finding out later on. And I'm going to get into that right now on what winds up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Happening during this scene in this montage that we get. With Seth Green changing out different clothes. So over the course of the next weeks, Mitchell and Wiley are harassed and pranked recently by one bright spot comes into the form of a girl named Nikki Powell, which Mitchell makes a deep connection with. During a double date with Wiley and Nikki's friend Gloria, Blaine, who is revealed as Nikki's ex, appears and physically confronts Mitchell and Nikki. Mitchell, a staunch pacifist, is attempting to defuse the situation peacefully, and as Wiley is hurt in the confrontation, the intervention of Jack further complicates the situation as he reveals to the Nikki brother, to Nikki's brother, and is not happy to see her with Mitchell. Mitchell is at first flippant to Jack's aggression, but steadfastly refuses to fight Jack at Jack's instance that Mitchell is backing out because he's scared. Mitchell's laid back, storm cracks, and he replies that he won't fight Jack because he is subsequently anyone else in Cincinnati isn't worth his time and effort, as leaving in 3 months. Upon hearing this, Nikki leaves heartbroken, having taken his commands to include her as well. Wiley also expresses his disappointment in Mitchell for not at least standing up for Nikki. But at the same time, Nikki's actually related to Jack. That's his sister.
Of course she is.
Why I gotta back up to these pranks because why is the toilet paper on a chain at the top of the stall?
I don't know. Cause at first I was like, and he's just so comfortable and cool and laid back that he just takes a shit in the middle of the day at this new school where he's being pranked.
Well, and what is the idea here? So when boys go in there to take a dump, when they're done, they got to stand up off the toilet before wiping.
I'll tell you what the philosophy is. There's a science behind it.
What if it's diarrhea?
It's diarrhea, but let's see here. You have to stand up and the shit just slides down the toilet as you're
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to think about it too much because he doesn't even bother. I would rather try to use that wet toilet paper than what he apparently does and just goes, grabs himself some loners and fudgy shuffles it down the hall. Disgusting.
So
disgusting.
Gross.
He could have tried. I would have used the entire roll.
Whatever I gotta do to not have that happen.
The toilet paper was way up there. I would have sat down with a wad of toilet paper in my hand.
For real. Or at least like,
stand up at the end and get it.
I'm gonna grab like from the top and just get myself a, especially if you're down there like taking a shit. First of all, you gotta look before you leap.
Right.
And then you have to like set yourself up if you're in a public place.
Yeah, you gotta
he's in a public place. He's reading. He's way too casual.
I want to know what kind of school this is for them to want to put toilet paper on a chain for these kids.
I know. I'm like, are they afraid they're going to steal
it? It's a teenage prison.
Happening?
Like, I know. What are you going to, like, you take it home? If you have to take home toilet paper, you need it.
And
more than I do.
Poor though, if you think about it, they have toilet paper on chains. They can't even have hockey gear.
Well, because they don't have any uniforms. Changing the toilet paper every day, he's got to unlock these big heavy chains. And take off the old one and put it to like 8 stalls. That's just one bathroom. I'm sure there's lots of bathrooms in that school.
There's only 2.
Maybe there's only 2, but still, even if it's 5 stalls, 2 bathrooms, that's a pain in the ass. Unlocking 10 chains.
I don't know. It's a prison.
But now he gets his rollerblades,
package. He's gotten a package. He's had a really rough week. He's like had it. He's down and he's received a package and something I never should have forgotten.
How did you forget your surfboard?
Right, because don't forget, he feels naked if he doesn't have a surfboard. But I thought you would also feel naked if you don't have your rollerblades.
I mean,
so
it's got to be able to get around.
You can't surf if you don't have a surf out there.
And like, you can take a bike, but you could get around on your, obviously, because we have a whole rollerblading montage where he's like the Pied Piper of cool and gets like the BMX kids and the skater kids. They're like, yeah, California kid, go.
Hell yeah.
Even though rollerblades exist in Cincinnati.
I know,
they've never fucking seen them before.
To Cincinnati, okay?
Not like that. They only use that for fucking street hockey.
That's
like,
just for special occasions. That's all.
Yeah.
Doing tricks. He's clearing staircases.
True.
It's for BMX. Yeah.
It's for, you know. This is all new. We've never seen this before in Cincy. I don't do that here.
But that would actually make them want to hate him even more because he's got those expensive blades while they're actually having this cheap stuff that from Cincinnati.
I have no idea. Like, is it not? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Go to a rollerblade shop. on the strand.
But my question is this, though. If the parents are out of town, how was he able to get his blades?
Who sent them? Who shipped him?
Right. Did they take and him why couldn't Australia? He stay with them?
Right. Yeah, very
I know. Dude, they were like, oh, shit, you know what, we accidentally took your rollerblades to Australia. We're going to ship them.
Right? That's the only thing that made any sense, because otherwise, why is, yeah, who's sending the package?
I mean,
the dog. Guys, the dog is just
Slash was doing it. Slash, yeah. You dog's dog.
Okay. Right now. But yeah, we're going to go on ahead. We actually get into that one part of the pranks that they were doing. But then we also have another thing with the sand and Mitchell's locker, then the super glue as well for Seth for Wiley. And then after that, it's been a series of events that just kept on happening to him. Because remember, he's like, look, this is not good, man. This is not good.
Right.
He goes, what, bro? What's the face the big deal? Hey, everything is fine. Look. And then Snake is over there. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's up?
Like everybody's being really suspiciously cool.
Right. And,
you know. But
yeah,
no,
and then the
because they're
desk pranking breaks. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... You know, I think the pranks were pretty cool to see that.
Where'd
again.
They get all that sand?
On the beach.
Where'd they get all that sand from the beach? What beach?
What beach?
What beach? Where'd they get that sand from?
Is the boom says, "Hey Dingers, I'm late."
Hey Ken,
remember
what's
you're
up?
Never late. You're always early.
But, all right, you're always on time. You're always exactly when you need to be here.
Right. So. Let's see here. But what did you guys think of the whole the other thing though too? Now we have another montage with basically Seth Green, Wiley is over there. He's like, look, wait, you got me a date?
Right. Like, what do you got? What do you wear? What do I wear? Like, oh, what do you got? So he does this. I love this fashion.
I love
a fashion show montage. And I love this one specifically because where did he get all these? He had those. Flare leggings.
Like that he just had this
he had
in
the
his house, the Western
top,
wear.
He had the motorcycle helmet.
And you rarely see a boy fashion montage, but I feel like the only two I can think of were both two, too sexy.
But sure.
If you're a boy doing fashion,
he has to have that montage.
You gotta have that one.
Right. If you're doing it, you gotta do that.
But exactly. He even did like a Pauly Shore. He had like a Pauly Shore outfit.
Right.
And wasn't that in Encino Man? Didn't they do I'm Too Sexy or no?
Yes.
They were cleaning him up.
Was,
yeah.
That was the other one.
They even used it in Grumpy Old Men. They used that in Grumpy Old Men as well. They also there's actually another one that they used it in. And I forgot, but yeah, if it's not a 90s movie and if you want a changing montage, it's got to be I'm Too Sexy. And I'm sure that they got a big royalty check off of just the stuff in the 90s.
Are they both still alive? I don't know if they're both still alive. I think so.
Oh, the right side Fred guy.
You're right. The Freds. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. I definitely like this montage of him changing out different clothes and stuff like that. I thought this was funny. It's just a good time between them. And of course, I also like it. He goes, she better have her teeth.
She better have all her teeth.
Like what? Like,
you're lucky enough to go out with Alana Urbach, so just shut up.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Right. She was not even that interested in him at first because he was crashing into shit with his car.
Right.
Being clumsy.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah. And she was even trying to get the hell out of there too.
She's like, get me out of here. But like, she ends up because he knuckles up a little bit. Like she
He stands up for
before.
Her.
Yeah. So like she gives him a little smooch before she takes off with Jack and the guys.
Mm-hmm. Jack in the ball bags, yeah.
Jack in the ball bags.
That's a good name for him.
It is. The band of ball bags.
Yep, the band of ball bags together. Mm-hmm. But I definitely like this scene where you actually have Seth Green, of all people, standing up to them.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Mitchell, who's like so chill that he's okay with this. When he should not be okay with this.
And he's a pacifist, man. He's a pacifist, bra.
Yeah, bro. Like, he doesn't.
Gandhi
like,
would
Gandhi
be so mad at me, bro. Gandhi
so
don't even know who the hell you are.
No, right? He really doesn't. And, like, I mean, I get it, true. Like, 3 months and I'm gone. Like,
yeah.
Well, that, and why are you picking on me? Why do I want to fight you? I don't want to fucking fight you. I just want to diddle your sister a little bit. Just let me do it.
Just let me do that.
And then I'll be gone. And then I'll be gone. Just let me touch a titty
Right? I'll be out of here. Right, he's doing right. Just one. He's D'Artagnan. He's the D'Artagnan of Cincinnati.
Right. He's like, I'm going to be gone in 3 months. So, you know, come on, give me a little bit. Give me a little bit.
Come on. Let me have some action. You have your action. You have your girl. I have your sister, but you know, it'll be okay.
He's got like philosophies and shit. Like, you know, it's like,
I'm a really deep thinker. I'm like the doors.
Like the, like all of them, all of the doors.
But, I definitely like this. And then, you know, it just sucks though. Like the way he ended up, doing it was totally wrong. He was totally an asshole in a sense, but I totally agree with Wiley. He needed to stand up, even though he was going to throw down. He should have at least spoke up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah.
But you know, but hey, I'm happy for Wiley though. At least he gave me nerds like me a chance to actually think that I could actually get someone like her. So good hey, for you, kudos Wiley. To him.
Good for you, Wiley. And he does in the end. He gets the girl. Yep. Spoiler alert, you guys. He does.
But so in school, Nikki rebuffs Mitchell's attempts at recolonization, and Wiley is so upset. Sometimes later, Mitchell is inspired by a dream involving a Spanish sparking shark named Pepe.
Like, the ola is mía. The wave is mine.
So silly.
I know. But when you have the perfect wave, the perfect anything, you go for it. And Nikki is the wave, and Jack is the shark.
And you know what? There's going to be other sharks later on.
But you don't have to fight the shark to get the wave, though.
No, man.
There's other waves.
There's going to be other waves. But this is just the one wave that you just can't live without.
I can't.
Which is Nikki.
Right, of course. Nikki is a wave.
Nikki's the wave. Jack is the shark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah.
Right.
There's other girls besides Nikki.
I mean, whatever. Again, in 3 months, you'll be gone. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's not getting any play back home.
Maybe not. Maybe they're not. Like, look, we're used to that lingo. We're used to the bra. We're used to everything.
Well, that, and he used to be an asshole because he tells her that story about, like, you know, the surfer kid that, like, nobody took his wave and, like, he slashed a kid up with his skags and, you know, whatever. And she's like, well, what happened to the surfer? It's like, oh, he's living in Cincinnati.
Maybe because he was a dick.
Right? The skag slasher.
Right? There you go.
Skag slasher.
But then he follows his cousin to street hockey game between Jack's friends and preps the next day. Mitchell approaches the team, who obviously agreed to let him play, hoping to watch him suffer an injury. But are taken aback when he easily scores a goal against the preps. In the next play, it would appear that Mitchell suffers a setback when Blaine takes a cheap shot and he again backs down from a fight. But then Mitchell takes his revenge by sneaking up on Blaine and pantsing him in front of the crowd.
He's not even wearing any underpants. He's just wearing a jock.
Just a jock strap. That's it. Yeah,
chocolate stain Blaine. Jack
Black was perfect.
Oh, I know. I love it. He's like dying on the floor.
And I bet he broke character with that whole entire scene though, because I promise you that probably did look like that. It was not even rehearsed because of the way he was laughing.
No, it wouldn't. They just let him go. They were like,
you remember when pantsing people was just a thing that happened and now it's cops. You get sent to the office at the very least. It's inappropriate.
You cannot do that. But I did it once and somebody got really mad. Like their parents came over and had to talk to my parents and it was like a thing.
I definitely pants somebody more than once probably, but it probably stands out more for them than it does for me.
Exactly. Precisely.
One of my friends pants my ex-girlfriend in high school or getting revenge for her cheating on me. But at first I thought he was just going to scare her. So he's like, I'm like, okay, you're just going to scare the shit out of her.
We only pants boys. I don't remember.
Well, girls. I was not expecting that.
I'd never been pantsed.
No, I don't remember ever getting pants, but
I've never been pantsed. I don't know. I can't remember. Perhaps.
But I was also a schoolyard bully, so my perception might be different.
Right. You were looking.
I pantsed people, but doesn't mean everybody did.
Right. It was just you. You
were just I gave noogies and
Indian burns.
Exactly.
That's not what that. I know.
No, I did all the thing where you push their arm together. You go, let me show you. It's really cool. And you go like this really fast and you tie all their arm hairs together. So then when they open their arm, they're all knotted and they're I used to do all that shit.
Yep.
I was a mean child.
You're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at you. But he escapes a pack of preps, but only after reconciling with Nikki, asserting to her that there are some things worth fighting for. Snake, Augie, the Bandus, and Rose and Blatt.
Rose Blatt. Oh?
She's just yelling Rose and Blatt.
Rose Blatt. Rose Blatt.
Yep.
I like Rose how you said that. It was funny.
Yeah. Rosenblatt, Mitchell at home and at first appearing to be hostile, but then raising him up over their heads, celebrating his actions against Blaine and finally accepting him as a new friend because pantsing is exactly the right way to go ahead and make
that
friends.
That was all he needed to do. If he just would pant somebody day one.
If he, it had to be a prep though.
Well, that's true. If he would have like gone after a prep, but then he probably would have pantsed his own team at that point in the beginning. So like.
Cause he didn't know. He just doesn't know any better.
There was no delineation between the teams. So like, how would he know?
I did like though that they all made friends. Like it was cheesy, but I also liked that now he's got his little pack, his boys, and they all embrace him.
Like
and...
how they came like all like serious face or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then like, here comes mom.
Ah, yeah, exactly.
Do you want some grape Kool-Aid? I know. Yeah. Like, do you want some grape Kool-Aid? They're like, oh no, thank you, ma'am. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it was like,
looked
you know,
like he was about to take some though.
Right. I know. And then she said caramel corn. He's like, wait, hold up.
Maybe. Maybe.
It'd be funny though if like everybody else left and he just stays there and just ate the corn.
Sat there actually, with his grape Kool-Aid and caramel corn.
I want some grape Kool-Aid and caramel corn. Come on,
I wish that there was like another universe where they actually let Seth Jack, we're going to do one more scene, but we need them to exit. You sit down and they leave.
Like an after credit scene.
Right.
Like come back and it's just him with Edie McClure and the dad. Right. Just like she's knitting or
hanging
something.
Out.
He's whatever, trying to think
singing
of his jokes.
Songs and,
singing
right.
songs, yeah. Right.
He's in still there. Mitchell's cousin's basement listening to Megadeth or something.
Right, the records. I'm
well,
sure
that probably happened if they're all buddies now. I bet you right. Black came down to the basement
soon
after
as
this
Mitchell
movie.
Left. As soon as Mitchell left, it was over. As soon as Mitchell
oh,
left,
that's
it was
true.
Over.
That was like, the, Wiley, no, you're not
that
cool
was
enough.
The linchpin. Wiley could not. Nope.
I love this. I love this scene so much. I think it was a perfect time to actually embrace the friendship and stuff like that. And now that they're on, he's on their side now. And, but at first, my wife's like, "Well, is Jack there?" And at first, I thought Jack was there. And
no,
then come
he's
to
not.
Find out
no,
he
wasn't.
Doesn't.
He never, like, he never really.
They don't really interact again for the rest of the movie. Like, I think
until
he's there
until
for the race, but
the very, very
but yeah,
end.
That's like the next part that you see.
Well, like, he's not going to like lower himself to come down there and pretend or like.
But
to
he knows
be
his
friend.
Sister's dating this dude. Come on,
girl,
now.
He's
come
mad
on,
about
Jack.
It because his sister is his or something.
I was
I don't
gonna
know.
Say, why do you care?
I know.
Are you trying to date her?
I know. I don't
Ohio's
know.
Known for a lot of things. That ain't one of them.
I don't think
like
so.
I'm not he aware
like,
of a.
I don't know why you just won't date Augie. Like what the fuck? Like that's right? My pal. One of the twins. One of you know, like whoever. Blaine, even like you're dating my rival, and then this guy.
Right.
Whatever. So yeah, they come and they're like, "Hey, so we've got this skate race that we're doing that we need you
only
for.
Down the most dangerous road.
It's
in town.
Only the most Devil's Backbone."
Yeah, like, Devil's
with Backbone.
On it, like
not until the very, very end.
Yeah, there was only
once you've gathered all the speed and you can't stop. Not until mm-hmm. then. Not until
seriously.
Then. There's exactly. only a couple turns, a couple twists, a couple turns, a little traffic. Come on, mm-hmm. don't be chicken.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you got to do. Don't just knock chicken. Someone over into traffic and everything, and you're good to go.
I know they're like playing for blood. Like,
well, no
like,
rules. Anything
no
goes.
Rules. Yeah.
So yeah, push a kid into traffic. Apparently it's fine.
First
right,
team
and push
with
him off a
three
bridge.
Over the line.
Right.
Into
this is
the
like
water.
NFL Blitz
probably drowned.
Video game, but with rollerblades.
This is a rollerblade purge. Like it doesn't matter what you do. No, there's no rules. We already cleared this with the police department. You're allowed to do anything you need to win this rollerblading
but
race.
Also, the motorists are also allowed to just keep going.
Exactly. So, they're allowed to just mow you down.
Right.
Apparently apparently they didn't get the flyer saying, "Hey, look, there's going to be a bunch of teenagers going down the hill on Devil's Backbone. From 12 to 4, so you might want to close the roads."
Seriously.
Like, fast, they probably like, ooh, they're all, ooh. I love it. I love it. It's so dangerous. It's so good.
I really like this, but I wish that they would have actually done this though too. Like, it seemed like it was just like, okay, we got done with the hockey game, right? Then all of a sudden we go to Mitchell's house. Then from Mitchell's house, they go over to Devil's Backbone. I'm like, how many hours in a day did you guys do this shit?
Right? It's just find the time.
It's constant and it's all the time.
Because I'm like, if I was Mitchell, I would actually want to scope the area out to figure out how to go about rollerblading because it's my first time in Devil's Backbone.
Oh, right. Right.
Nah, bruh. I got
nah,
it.
Nah, bruh.
I rode the waves.
Yeah, he just
I've seen the shark.
It. No problem. No problem. Yeah. Stairs, bridges, traffic. I don't give a fuck. I could do this.
Right. You know what else I think, though, too? I'm going to have a deep moment like Mitchell, though, for a minute. It's like, you know, bruh. I had this dream of the shark, and the shark was the, and there was a wave, that uphill, that's my wave. That's my wave. My bad.
The hill. The hill is my wave. Oh.
The hill is my wave.
That's what he meant. It wasn't Nikki. Nikki was never
no. My wave. No, that was just a mirage, bro.
It's this
hill.
That's
all it was.
That was a red herring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all it was. Just a red herring.
Right. But I do love that they get through the whole thing and like Seth Green and the other guy from the other team, I'm guessing.
Oh, that they roll up in the back of that
car or whatever. Like there has to be one on each side that is like a complete and total, like cannot do it.
The cousin of each.
Right. The cousin of each, whatever. Team, yeah. And, like, they have to have like a non-skating klutz on either side. And then of course they meet because they both run into trees. They run off into somebody's house. And then they have to get picked up and taken down to the, and they put their helmets and goggles back on. And
so it looks like they up.
Oh,
I love how, barely made it.
I love how he's in a Superman shirt though, too.
Yes.
I love how Wiley's in a Superman shirt. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thought he was going to fly down that hill.
Yes. Well, in the commotion, nobody knew.
No,
I don't think anybody saw them.
There was a lot of kids in that race.
Well, it was a very close, intense race because two preps get over the line. And then Snake gets over the line and then it's Jack, Mitchell and Blaine that are left and like Blaine knocks Jack out or whatever. And like Mitchell stops cause he's a good guy. And then he like kills Blaine because
he gets up all over the bridge.
Him and Jack like go over the line together. Like let's finish this together, bruh.
Woo. Bruh.
Come on,
and, like they do, like they kneel.
No man left behind.
Knee on the way in there, and he's like,
that's
totally like
to a stop.
You can totally finger my sister, bruh.
Yeah, we're good.
After
now.
This, you get
good.
One titty, and then you
helped
get the thing.
Win. You helped us win. You could finger my sister now. It's cool,
right? You're not getting a home run, but you can get to at least second or third base.
You can maybe.
My permission.
You can edge third base with my permission.
Just a slight edge. That's all. Just
I'm gonna sit in the chair though while you do it.
Oh God, the cuck chair.
No.
Not the cuck chair.
It's on skate.
But yeah, I also like the other stunt that Mitchell does though, where he winds up taking, where he looks over the bridge, he winds up, taking that and he basically jumps over. I definitely liked it.
Oh yeah.
It was some cool skateboarding stunts. Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Stuff.
It's like the, what is it? Like a tow truck or something and like over the thing and down the thing. And he gets over the, oh yeah. 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 Stunts. Can Shane McDermott even do this shit?
Someone said chocolate stain
Blaine.
Chocolate stain Blaine. Forever. If I ever saw that guy again, which I never did,
I would never recognize that guy if I saw him in real life.
But if I did, I would holler out. Chocolate stain. And if he turns around, I'll know it's him.
Just yell that at
any like, there's like four or five other guys.
Right? And he still has that same like Devin Sawa haircut.
Exactly.
He still has like that same look. He's still wearing only a jock strap underneath there. He was just waiting.
Oh my God.
Waiting for somebody to call him out. It's going to be me.
Exactly.
It's going to be me.
So my question for you guys though now that we actually, hold on. Pop back in and heard.
Welcome to Doom Generation.
This is exactly what you sign up for when you have Doom Generation podcasts on. You hear a bunch of shit that you never thought you would actually hear before.
I promise
you need to listen to the Short Circuit review. I promise you that you will die laughing because I'll never look at Short Circuit 1 the same again.
We make
because that was actually one of my favorite ones that you guys have done recently.
We just can't help ourselves.
Excuse me.
My question for you guys is, okay, now that we stripped away the nostalgia, and where do you guys stand on this now that we stripped away the nostalgia?
I mean, it only really gets like a 6 out of 10.
I mean, really, it's
realistically,
it's not a good movie.
It's still got cool rollerblading tricks. But I mean, it's not
the only reason that I enjoyed it as a
34-year-old
woman is because I watched it, is because of the nostalgia.
Right.
So you can't separate that for me.
If you've never seen this, but you're from our generation and you're aware of movies like this, you can still sit down and enjoy this
movie. I was like, get in here.
20 years old.
I was like, babe. Yeah. Devil's Backbone, babe. Devil's Backbone. Right? And he's like, what are you,
somebody commented on the post today that was like, they said something about Devil's Backbone and I was all, we got the helmets and knee pads strapped. Yeah. I was like, we are ready for Devil's Backbone.
Bangs on us. Yep. I know. I'm like trying to get
I should have worn a helmet. I have one in the garage. I should have put one on.
Same.
But my headphones wouldn't fit.
No, I thought about that too.
But yeah, for me, I'm going to have to go at least a 6 as well. I mean, there's some things that I liked, but there's some cringy moments in this movie. Will I go back and see this again? Yeah, because it still pulls on for me being a teenager watching this and the representation of the things that teenagers go through in a sense, minus the whole entire pranking and the wet toilet paper issue and stuff. Because when my generation, get this, they would turn people's backpacks inside out and act like that they cut the backpack when they didn't. There was also, it was insane. And then there was a bunch of different other insane things that, that they did. But still, that's the one that I remember the most, where they turned some kid's backpack inside out. Oh. And put all their books inside it.
That sounds familiar.
I'm trying to remember if I...
Vaguely.
I'm trying to remember what were pranks. I mean, I don't know that I was involved in a lot of... they always said that. They always said to the freshmen, they're like, watch out, the seniors are going to trash can you. Right. And the only time I ever saw this happen, I told you there was that weird kid.
Well...
who did a sketch for like the talent show. And he was a nerdy kid.
Of course.
And he was like... always just walked around by himself, and he put a trash can on stage and he did a sketch that was just him, and he trash canned himself live on stage in the talent show.
Ooh, it's like,
and it was like such an awkward moment for the whole school because everybody knew him. Like he kind of looked like Jim Carrey. He had like a Jim Carrey-esque like way to him. He was like kind of, you know,
loony,
but he was very quiet and he didn't talk to anybody. And so he kind of, nobody was mean to him. Like he just made himself an outcast kind of, but then he trash canned himself on stage and it was like, oh my God, Jimmy, like nobody was going to trash can you. It was like, he was trying to rip the bandaid off. Like, haha, you can't get me. I'm going to trash can myself. And I'm like,
I'm just going to take out my stuff.
Nobody was going to trash can you. You're fine.
I know. I don't think I actually.
But yes, that was the thing that they definitely said. Yeah. But they definitely tried to scare us with that.
Of course. Pantsing, of course, was the thing. That actually did happen.
People pantsing, let's see, another thing, tying someone up to the flagpole with their own jacket.
They never did that. We would tie shoelaces together. That was a thing. Get under the desk and tie someone's shoelaces together. I don't think I ever saw anyone get their underwear run up the flagpole or get tied to the flagpole.
No, never had to salute your shorts.
Nope.
Never had to do that either. So. Mm-hmm. So my question is this. So what about your podcast and everything? Mm-hmm. What do you guys have coming out? I know that you guys recently did a recording. So tell everybody when they can expect it and all that other good stuff.
We've got the end of our adventure August coming out this Saturday. So not tomorrow, day after. And we finally, we're doing Indiana Jones, baby. We watched all of Indiana Jones. We didn't watch a show, but we watched Indiana Jones film.
Yes. In fact, we're going to finish listening to it.
Yeah, we got to finish listening to it after this.
2 hours long.
It's 2 hours long, which is real long for us. But probably an hour or more of that is just Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then we crammed three more movies into the, five total. Yeah.
Five total. Yes.
I remember you guys telling me about that you guys were doing the Indiana Jones marathon type of thing watching them.
Cause that first week we were supposed to do it. I was like, oh my God, we're watching so much Indiana Jones. We forgot to watch Airborne.
I still need to watch so much Indiana Jones. Like, can we do it next week? And then
Everything went haywire on my crappy Thursday.
Right.
But yeah, as a matter of fact, I actually recorded a 2-hour episode for The Depotted. I did The Depotted review.
The Depotted.
Yeah, I did The Depotted. But yeah, I did that. That was like the longest one I've done aside from Heat, because I also did the Heat review a couple of months back.
Right.
So, but guys, another thing too is I want to mention is this, okay? So we are still doing our Dexter reviews. I actually combined episodes 7 and 8 because of the hell that I went through last week. We combined both episodes. So that's up now on the YouTube channel and also on the audio podcast as well. That's pre-recorded shows, but we'll have Anastasia Elfman back on again on Sunday. And Jason Pitts, my friend and independent director, Jason Pitts, will be on, and we're going to be talking about episode 9 of Dexter Resurrection. So go on and check that out. Also, too, I have Josh Prey coming back on in September. We're going to be talking about who asked for this. In other words, is who asked for these sequels? Who asked for these reboots? Who asked for it? Because I know I didn't, but you know, for some reason or another, they decided, hey, you know what? You like Speed? You love it? You're not going to like the second one because we're going to do it anyway. So anyways, and we're going to be doing that on September 10th, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Rossi's going to be on me for that one. My good friend Zoe from the Backlog Cinema podcast, we're going to be reviewing Rookie of the Year. You guys voted for it. I had to push that back, but we are going to be doing it. We were supposed to do it for this month, but we ended up doing Summer School instead for this month. So go ahead and check out that review soon. And a matter of fact, Doom Generation also did a lovely episode for that as well. That's where I think I actually first started listening to you guys. And that's whenever I signed up for y'all's Patreon a couple of years back.
Summer School.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
A while ago.
It was. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
2 summers back maybe.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We shrink wrap someone. Ooh, ouch.
Wow. Did you ever duct tape anybody to the wall? We duct tape somebody like around and around and around and then put a knife in their mouth and ask them to get out. Ooh. And they did.
We thought of some charity events for us. We thought about strapping our principal to a slingshot and then then getting a bunch of soda cans.
Shooting them into space?
Shooting them into the soda cans. And then based on how many soda cans that he crushes, that's how much money you get.
Oh, perfect.
Think about recycling, but you're recycling your principal. But
there you go.
But my friend Justin, yep, get yourself some merch. I promise you guys, get some merch from us. We have that. If you want to donate, we have Buy Me a Coffee. As well, you guys can go in and donate over there. But yeah, that's going to be it as far as this podcast goes. I hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to smash the like button, subscribe button, and go and visit Doom Generation. They deserve you guys. Seriously.
Please.
Justin, check out this movie. Check out Doom Generation. Thank you everyone inside the chat. I do appreciate you guys. Thank you, Tessa. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
I do appreciate you guys. And, have a great and safe night.
You too.
All right,
bro.
Night, everybody. All right, bro. Bro.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number 2, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet Rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.